It's a new day. The day we got to stop letting yesterday interfere with the new day. This is a new day. This is a day you never saw before and you'll never see it again. New beginning, fresh mercy. You're blessed, my brother. You're blessed, my sister. Come on, high five somebody and say I'm blessed. Call us at 318-503-471 or write us P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. And if the Lord say yes, you do it in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, I want to thank God today. We just want to give thanks, first of all, to my covering, Pastor Johnny and Dr. Pamela Drumgold. Amen. Praise God to the First Lady of my house, Shirley Jean, in the name of Jesus, of binding souls to Christ. Amen. And we also want to give thanks to Dr. Casey Wade. Amen. One of the best doctors in the world who's going to pray with you and pray for you. Need a good doctor, go see KC. We want to thank God also, giving a shout out to Staggs Automotive, 1300 Thomas Road. Amen. If you need any parts for a car, or even if you need a car, go to Staggs, 1300 Thomas Road. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Last but not least, Service Master, Brent Alexander, 50763. We want to give a shout out to him and to all of you out there that are praying for me. I know you're listening in Jesus' name. Whatever you desire to do to be a blessing to this ministry, most important thing, continue to pray for us, and you can write us at P.O. Box 9383. That's Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Or call us at 318-503-4710. And may the Lord richly bless you. Indeed.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my
business. Excellent. Excellent. I better know that he's excellent, praise the Lord. He's excellent, praise the Lord. He don't make no mistake. Hallelujah. When you put your trust in him, praise the Lord. He's excellent, praise the Lord. He'll be there, praise the Lord. When everybody else turn their back on you, he'll be there, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. First giving an honor, praise the Lord. To Jesus, praise the Lord. Giving honor to Jesus tonight, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, our Savior, praise the Lord. Our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our ending. The Lamb of God, praise the Lord. The Ancient of Days, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, the only begotten of the Father, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, the forerunner, praise the Lord. He's the Bishop of our soul. Praise the Lord. He's the lily of the valley. Praise the Lord. The bright and morning star. Praise the Lord. The Alpha and Omega. Praise the Lord. The beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Giving honor. Praise the Lord. To our final. Praise the Lord. I married the Bishop. Praise the Lord. Bishop Albert Marbury. Praise the Lord. Come on. Give my hand clap for praise tonight. Hallelujah. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to the co-founder, praise the Lord, and pastor, praise the Lord. Elizabeth, praise the Lord. House of prayer. Andy Marbury, give a hand clap of praise. Pastor Andy Marbury. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to our elder, praise the Lord. Our missionary, praise the Lord. Our mothers, our deaconess, praise the Lord. Our missionaries, our brothers, our sisters, our musician, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving honor to the young lady of my life, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is Sister Mosey, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have your seat if you can, praise the Lord. I was looking at our billboard out there. I'm going to get into words. Somebody pulling on me now. Pushing me in the night. It was saying that faith out there on our billboard said that faith look forward. Faith don't look back. Faith look forward. Faith don't look back. Oh, worried and regretting all that, look back, but faith look forward. Faith believe what God, that God can do it. Faith believe in the word. If it in the word, praise the Lord. Everything going down except the word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to get into the word tonight, praise the Lord. If you got your Bible, praise the Lord, let's go to the New Testament. The book of Peter, praise the Lord. First Peter, praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for the Sabbath day coming in. The 7-day Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Coming in, praise the Lord. This holy time that we're in right now. How many know that, praise the Lord? That we're in holy time. See, we're living in a time, if the devil could stop you, then he's going to stop you. I said, if the devil could stop you, then he's going to stop you. Because that's his job. That, you know, since he's getting mad about it, that's the devil's job, to stop you. Every time you make a step to go forward, he pushes you back. And Lord began to tell me, I'm going to get into the word. The Lord began to tell me and said, son, they're just like a balloon. I said, what you mean, Lord? He said, the saints are just like a balloon. I said, I don't understand. He said, on Friday night they come in and they get blowed up. You know how you blow a balloon up? They get blowed up, all swollen up. When they come to the service. And he said, some of them don't even make it out the door before all the anointing, all the air is let out the balloon before they get outside. This is what the Lord told me. Said, the saints are just like a balloon on Friday night. They come and they get pumped up. You may not like me tonight. Get pumped up on Friday night. But before they even get outside, all the anointing, everything that God done did, they done lost it before. He said, before they even get out the door, they leaving their anointing, the anointing that I place upon them, healing that I place upon, they're leaving it in the church. But God wants you to keep it, praise the Lord. That's why he did it, did what he did, praise the Lord, for you to keep it. Amen. First Peter. Second chapter, praise the Lord. We're only going to read one verse tonight, praise the Lord. But I believe that this one verse got a lot of power to it, praise the Lord. Peter began to talk to the church, praise the Lord, and told them that they're a chosen generation. How many know that we're a chosen generation? How many know that we are a holy nation? How many know that we are peculiar people? And we ought to show forth the praises of God. People ought to see the praises of God in us. Come on, praise the Lord. You got to bring the praises in. You can't wait till you get inside. Praise. Well, I can't really get my praise on if I ain't got no music. What's wrong with your hand? What's wrong with your feet? I think that was the prophet was saying last week. Stomp your feet. Told everybody to stomp your feet. Clap your hand. Some people still didn't clap their hands. Some people still didn't stomp their feet. You know, I'm trying to get all I can get. So if somebody tell the social pilot to clap your hand, I'm going to clap my hands. Because I'm trying to get everything that I can get. If somebody tell me, say, stomp your feet, I'm going to stomp my feet. Jump for joy, I'm going to jump for joy. And I'll be saying, how long do they want me to jump? But I'm going to jump for joy because they told me to jump for joy. Amen. Amen. But we're going to go down to that 21st verse. Praise the Lord. For even unto was he called because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should do what? Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word tonight, Lord. Lord, I just want to do what you tell me to do, Father. Lord, no more me doing what I want to do, Father, but I want to do what you tell me to do, Father. Father, right now, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that this word, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, is the right word for the right people. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen again. And I just want to talk about Jesus is our example, praise the Lord. Jesus is our example. He showed us, praise the Lord, how to live this life. God Almighty coming down in the flesh, walking among us and talking among us. Showed us how to love your enemy who spitefully use you, and they spitefully use Christ. But he didn't take revenge. When Peter got the sword and cut the soldier's ear off, Jesus reached down on the ground, put it back on, and said, no, Peter, no. No. That ain't the way we do it here. And all through Jesus' ministry, I'm going to bring it to 2016. They was hating on Jesus. I said, all of Jesus' ministry, they was hating on Jesus. But you know what Jesus said to them? I'm about my Father's business. I got it. I don't care what you said. I'm about my Father's business. I'm here to do the will of him that sent me. That's why I'm down here. That's why I came in the flesh, to do the will of him that sent me. And they was, like I said, they were hating on Jesus. They were plotting on Jesus. And some of them, you know, they did, they bullied Jesus. But Jesus was about my Father's business. The Bible said, praise the Lord, it was his custom to be in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He didn't miss a Sabbath day for being in the synagogue. Jesus is our example. Yes, sir. Amen, sir. How we should live, how we should act, how we should carry ourselves. The Bible say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Said this Word came alive, praise the Lord, took upon flesh and became a man, and walked and talked, praise the Lord, as a man. But Jesus is our example. Jesus was the sample of God himself. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. And he told the disciples, say, have I been so long with y'all guys walking and talking with y'all? Y'all don't know who I am? He threw it to him. He said, who do men say I am? And they were quick to tell him, oh, they said you are Jeremiah, you are Elijah, you John the Baptist, cousin. But he said, okay, let me ask y'all something. Y'all been with me for a while. And Judah was with them too. So who do y'all say I am? And none of them couldn't tell Jesus who he was. But Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, Peter, but my Father which is in heaven reveal this to you. Jesus is our example, praise the Lord. He came down, praise the Lord, and showed us, praise the Lord, on the day, on the Passover. He took a pail, praise the Lord, and he took a towel and girded himself and began to wash the disciples' feet. And Peter began to look at that and say, wait a minute, oh God, I can't let you wash my feet. I know who you is. You God in the flesh. I can't let you wash my feet. He said, well, okay, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you don't have a part of this ministry. And Peter said, Lord, not only my feet, but wipe my head, wipe my whole body, wipe my whole body, Lord, because I want to be a part of this ministry. That's what Peter began to say. I want to be a part of this ministry. But he began to tell them, say, I did this for an example, praise the Lord, to show you, praise the Lord. And said, when I leave, praise the Lord, and I go back, praise the Lord, I want y'all to continue doing this. But this is just an example. He came down, praise the Lord. And Peter said that we shall walk in his footsteps. Walk just like Christ. You're looking at me deep tonight, but walk like Christ. Talk just like Christ. Give just like Christ. If you Christ-like, he left us an example that we should do, praise the Lord. What we should do, praise the Lord. He came down here, praise the Lord, for one thing and one thing only, praise the Lord. See, the devil thought he had Jesus. When they nailed him on the cross, the devil thought he had him. Say, I got the Son of God now. You know what I'm saying? But Jesus, praise the Lord, this is what I came down here for, to die. And see, Jesus is not. See, everybody say, oh, Jesus is so weak. He is so weak and, you know, this and that. But he said, at my command, I could call legions of angels at my command. But instead, I don't want to call them because I want to do this for you. I want to set an example for you, praise the Lord, so that you, when you go through, praise the Lord, I'm telling you that you can go through, you can make it, praise the Lord. You can take it. That's why, praise the Lord, I got the whooping. That's why I let them nail me to the cross. So that you may have life and have it more abundant. That's why I allowed them to do it. If I didn't want them to do it, then they couldn't do it. No one can take nothing out of my hand. When I got something in my head, nobody can take nothing out of my head. Can't take nothing out of my hand. I lay my life down. And when I get ready, I'm going to pick it back up again. Because I'm God Almighty. I'm God all by myself. I don't need nobody else. Who else? I don't know no other God. Do you know any other God? I don't know no other God. No one beside me. See, the God we serve, saints, will let you stay where you're at. No matter how long you pray, he'll let you stay where you're at. He let Israel stay in bondage until he got ready to deliver Israel. I'm going to let certain things happen, but I ain't finna let you go yet. I'm going to let you stay there and wallow in a little bit. But when I get ready to deliver you, it's right on time. When I get ready to heal you, it's right on time. When I get ready to bless you, it's right on time. It's right on time. It's right on time. It's right on time. Jesus is our example. He showed us, praise the Lord, how to take it and how to make it. Satan told himself, "Yeah, thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be turned into bread." And guess what? I believe that you're the Son of God if you do that. Jesus said, according to the book of Deuteronomy, it said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God does man live, Satan. Well, it says that he'll give his angel charge concerning thee. Kept on. Then he said, get thee behind me. Get thee behind me, Satan. God is the only God that I serve. Him alone do I serve. Because you know what? He don't want to let you go. The devil don't want to let you go. Just like I said, you come in on Friday night. Now, I didn't say that. There was God said it when I was walking down there around the track. I was walking, praise the Lord, talking to the Lord, walking and talking to him. I said, Lord, I'm glad to be back to talk to you, Lord. I've been away for a long time, Lord, but I'm glad I'm back talking to you and walking again, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. But you know what the Lord said? Yes. Yes, you're back. And you know the Lord said, he said, soldier pastor, I said, yes, sir. How many laps you going to do? I said, I'm going to do seven laps, Lord, and I'm going to call it a day. He said, what about 10? Oh, my God. He said, what about 10 laps? Hallelujah. He said, you know what I want you to do? I want you to be above average. Go for 10. Get away from that seven. You caught up with that seven lap around the track. You don't got comfortable with going around the track seven times. I said, 10, Lord. 10, Lord. 10 laps. 10, Lord. You sure you want me to do 10, Lord? Oh, Lord. And I'm looking, I just did 3. I said, oh, my God, I got 7 more laps. Then I'm looking, I said, oh, I got 3 more. The Lord said, no. I said, yeah, I do, Lord. I'm on my 6th lap, so I got 3 more. I said, you ain't did the 7 yet. Oh, my goodness. I got 4 more laps to do. Okay, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because you, Lord, you told me, you say I can do it. I believe it, Lord. I believe what you tell me, Lord. Even though my legs are hurting, my back hurting, but you telling me I can do it, Lord. So you know what? I was able to do the 10 lap. Until the Lord tell me to go beyond the 10. See, I want to go beyond the 10. 10 ain't good enough. I'm satisfied. I can make the 10. But I need to go over the 10. And that's what you need to do. You need to go over, praise the Lord. Instead of, praise the Lord, going through the same thing over and over again. Over and over again. God want to bring you out of that. He want to bring you out there, praise the Lord. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, praise the Lord, I was just, and I'm finna in my message. But I was looking at how big the shoes are of our finals, praise the Lord. Those are big shoes to fit, praise the Lord. Those are big shoes to fit, praise the Lord. And I'm just looking at some of the stuff, and I'm looking like, my goodness, man, how did he do all this stuff? My goodness, this is a lot of stuff. But I take it by stride. May God give it to me, praise the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to be open to receive it, Lord. See, when I was small, I used to put on my father boots. A little kid with my father boots on, walking around, a little, yeah, with my jacket, with my father coat on, my father hat on, yeah, walking around the house, acting like my father. And that what God wants us to do is for us to act like Jesus, praise the Lord. That what he wants us to do is to act like Jesus, praise the Lord. To walk like him, to talk like him, praise the Lord. To give like him, to smile like him, praise the Lord. That what God wants us to do, praise the Lord. He wants to get out of whatever we in, praise the Lord. X everywhere, praise the Lord. It when I get up, it when I lay down. It when I'm walking around the track, but I'm determined to make the track because the Lord told me to make it, praise the Lord. It's a struggle. Yes, it's a struggle. It's a struggle, but you know what I'm learning? I'm learning, praise the Lord, that as I walk around the track, I notice that the Lord is healing me. He's healing my body, praise the Lord. I can walk fast. I can walk more now. Praise the Lord. Since I started walking, since I started doing what he told me to do, praise the Lord. That's all he wants you to do, is just do what he tells you to do. Jesus is our example. He set the example for us, praise the Lord. That we should walk in his footsteps. There's a whole bunch of footsteps, but he wants us to walk in his footsteps. See, when you walk in his footsteps, you find out, praise the Lord, that you do some things that you thought you couldn't do. When you walk in his footsteps, he'll take you some places, praise the Lord, that you've never been, praise the Lord. When you walk in his footsteps, you find that your changes. When you walk in his footsteps, praise the Lord. The way you greet somebody, the way you hug somebody, the way you tell them I love you, praise the Lord, it all changed when you begin to walk in his footsteps. And they're here, praise the Lord. His footsteps here tonight, praise the Lord. All you got to do is walk in his footsteps. If you're hurting in your body, praise the Lord, medical doctor don't told you this, told you that, walk in his footsteps.